congratulations on the wins. First games of the year, you really don't know what to expect. Hearing you guys really came out and took care of business from the word go in the first game with 11 first runs in that first inning.
You know, the girls' bats came out pretty quick, more quickly than I thought it would at the very beginning. I'm pretty proud of them stepping up and hitting the ball right off the bat. And that first inning was pretty exciting.
It was. And then Goodland played catch up there. They got it to within three runs, maybe scared you guys a little bit there in that second and third innings. And, you know, just being coming off the first game of the year, getting those 11 runs and then them scoring eight unanswered. And that was kind of a big threat for you guys, and just maybe not used to being in that situation first game of the year.
Well, it definitely kind of started turning into a ball game. You know, it actually kind of exposed that our outfield was a little inexperienced. And, you know, that's okay. We got to start somewhere. And, you know, we really only had 5-6 complete practices with everybody there. And, you know, the outfield is, I've kind of been one of those things where you ignore. And, you know, this next week is going to be something that outfielders and situations is going to be something we're going to work on next week.
That first game, Macy Price, what a game she had. She had driven six runs in that first game, went 3 for 4, and what a nice spot for her to start off the season in that cleanup spot.
You know, she hits the ball hard, and, you know, even if it is just a grounder, she hits that ball hard. I know if I was a fielder, I wouldn't want Macy Price hitting at me.
That's for sure. Had a lot of extra base hits in that second game, or in that first game. Second game, it was kind of the bat of the sophomore, or junior, correction, Kaylin Wolkenstorfer drove in four runs in that second game for you guys, and what a nice, Gabby Martinez. Wolkenstorfer drove in two runs, but she had three hits in that second game, but it was good to see some other players really step up and hit, especially in the bottom of the lineup in the second game.
You know, Caitlin Walkenstorfer also had a good defensive game. You know, she had a really hard catch behind second, like an in-betweener, and then same thing in the second game. So I'm very proud of her for stepping up on the defense, and I'm so excited for her for getting her bats going. And that was something that she has a perfect swing, she just doesn't know it, kind of those situations. She kind of struggles, she's more in her head, you know, and I'm just thrilled for Caitlin Walkenstorfer to having a really good two games. And Gabby Martinez, you know, she hit the ball really well. That second pitcher that they brought out, we all kind of struggled with her a little bit. You know, she was a little bit slower, and we had to, making that adjustment was a little, took the girls a little bit longer to adjust than I would like.
Defensive-wise today, I thought you had to be pretty happy. Just two errors, I believe, in both games. I know, and you mentioned limited amount of practices. You had to be pretty happy with the minimal amount of errors in two games here today.
Yeah, I'm very proud. You know, Macy Price has really learned how to take control of the field. And, you know, if we need to take a timeout and, talk to the new outfielders, talking about, like, hey, come in a little bit. They're not hitting over our head, or Caitlin's pitching inside, pitching outside, kind of read where the pitch is going, and that's probably where the ball is going to go. And I'm very proud of their defensive performance.
Yeah, Caitlin Roberts had a nice game, first game, five innings for her to get the win, and then you had Lindy Rumper trying to build some pitching depth, and I thought she had a pretty solid performance in her season debut in the second game in the circle.
You know, Caitlin, you know, she and Caitlin Roberts hasn't had very much chances to pitch, because two of the days that were pitching days, she had to go to a science club, which is good for her, and one of the days she was sick. So, you know, there's 2 days that she kind of missed out on pitching, kind of getting back into that routine. So we're definitely going to work hard on that, getting her arm back into shape. And Lindy did really well, you know, and she is, I know pitching is not her favorite, but I tell her, you know, next year you're it, because Caitlin's leaving, and you really need to step up to the, you know, where you're needed. You know, she really loves first base, and she might be one of the best first basemen I've coached, but, you know, I need her as a pitcher. You know, she did really well. I can't be happier.
Well, you get a week off here, 8 days, and with a couple of days of no school there, and that's another home game for you guys, this time against Liberal next Friday.
We're ready to work hard and get Liberal on Friday.
All right. Once again, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Lady Beavers sweeping a doubleheader from Goodland and 2-0 in league. Congratulations on a great start to the season, Coach. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.